91. This is your show. Well, normally it is. We have some severe technical problems. We could try to take your calls and see what it sounds like, but we got some issues at the moment.
Ouch.
Yeah, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you. And joining us in the studio tonight, we have a special guest host. His name is Mike D.
What's up, brothers and sisters? Glad to be here. This is great.
And Manwich is here as well.
Hi.
They're laughing at me.
Mike D is the host of actually an internet radio show, which I think is just an excellent program. It's called Red Bar Radio. And you've actually been doing Red Bar Radio for a long time.
Yeah, about 3 years now, Ian.
Like, that's as long as we've been doing Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and you guys are a lot more successful and organized.
You're a lot better produced. I have to say that your show has to be the best produced internet radio show.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Is it a live show?
Yes, it is a live show. Of course it's live.
You take calls and everything. So
we take calls. It's live. If your show's not live, come on.
Who produces the show then?
I produce the show.
How do you do that in the...
Free Talk Live gives me server space. They help me.
He's on our feed, so
yes.
We're going to actually be giving you a link that you can tune in to him with, because we do our show 6 nights a week. He does his on Sunday night, so that one night that we're not doing a show, you can actually tune in and listen to his show live.
Yes.
Via the Free Talk Live live stream.
Or you can go to redbarradio.com.
You can do it that way, too.
You can do it that way, too.
Sure. Mike's going to be joining us, just, you know, sitting in the third chair like we normally have a third person on the show. And
very comfortable chair. I like it a lot. It calms me down.
We're going to start out by attempting to go to the phones, and we will see if we can even understand what it is you're saying when we take this call here. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike, and Manwich. Hello.
Okay, guys. How well are you able to hear me?
We can understand you.
Okay,
I don't know
good.
If anybody's going to want to listen to this archive, but go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, the viewer's not going to be able to hear me either?
They can hear you fine. Everything going out to the listeners at the moment is fine. Well, actually, except for our internet listeners. They're having a tough time. But go ahead,
okay,
sir.
Cool. Anyway, I wanted to call and tell you I have had another open carry incident last week on Saturday in Concord, New Hampshire.
Yes, we heard about that. You guys had just wrapped up the Social Security card burning. You were out in front of the Social Security office there in Concord. Three different people burned their Social Security cards?
Correct.
I actually burned my Social Security card when I was in about fifth grade at a bonfire. I didn't know what I was doing. There was no relevance behind it. But I just wanted to prove that you don't really need these cards.
Right. Well, I mean... You don't really need them, but if you want to go and open bank accounts, you do need to have the number.
You just need the number.
Right, you do need to have the number. So after that, you guys went and you had some dinner, and that's when your little event happened, right?
Right, yeah. I was walking into the restaurant that we were going to afterwards, and I was open carrying a pistol on my hip, which is, of course, lawful in New Hampshire. But, a cop was coming out of the building, out of the restaurant as I was going in, so he... He stopped me and said, "Hey, you got a license for that?"
That's classy, Dave.
Well, I've got a license, but I don't need one. Because it's open carry. You don't need one for open carry.
Did the cop not know that?
He seemed like he didn't. He sort of, I don't know. He just kept wanting to see the license, but I wouldn't show it to him. I did agree to show him my driver's license, but not my pistol license. Because I know I'm required to identify myself. I'm actually not probably required to show him an identification card.
Okay. Yeah, but it made him feel a little better.
Yeah, and anyway, this was a real pleasant, actually, experience. The officer was polite and called me in he called in to see if I had any outstanding warrants, which would be nice if they didn't do that. But he said people just don't do this very much, and that's the truth. The cops aren't used to it, and you've got to get them used to it, and this is one way to do it.
That's the reason why you do it, right? I mean, you're not doing it because you're afraid of being robbed. I mean, New Hampshire has one of the lowest violent crime rates of all the 50 states. You're just doing it because you can, because you want to exercise your right to carry openly, because you're concerned, as I understand it, you're concerned that if you don't exercise the right, it's going to go away eventually.
Correct, and also it's good to do because Massachusetts residents visiting New Hampshire see you doing it and think, oh, well, maybe I should, if they're criminals, they'll maybe not come here to commit crimes.
Exactly.
Good enough reason for me.
Plus, it looks gangster.
criminals who live in New Hampshire, maybe they'll do their crimes somewhere other than New Hampshire, so.
Oh, most certainly. So so he let you go. Everything was okay. I mean, did you actually had a group of people surrounding you in, during this experience, didn't you?
Yeah, this is what's interesting about these things. They get more. Everything's getting more sophisticated on our end. This time, a photographer showed up and started snapping stills, and another photographer started showed up and snapping video.
Mm-hmm.
They were there for the Social Security card burn. And so we have it all on still and on video, or at least part of it. And
right.
But then the really wild thing was that as we were talking, I looked at his badge to get his make sure I had his name, and I noticed that his name was Serbian or Croatian or something like that.
Okay.
And I speak that language, so we just started talking in Serbo-Croat. And so it just turned from, are you going to kill somebody to, when were you in Bosnia, and what,
right.
What do you think about such and such? And it just turned into a nice conversation.
Neat. He wasn't expecting that, was he?
Correct, yeah.
Did his demeanor change after the people with the cameras started showing up?
It did. Although I'm not sure that that's exactly, I don't remember exactly when it changed. He was nervous at first. But to his credit, he didn't call in the cavalry or anything like this, like
right.
last time this happened.
That's true. Last time you were in a parking lot, you were getting ready for a protest, and then I guess like five or six cops were harassing you at that point.
Correct. And
so
that was more of harassment.
This is your second run-in with the law over carrying your weapon openly, and it's your second one within like 4 months, right? It hasn't really been that long.
Last one was in March, I think.
Okay, so about a half a year ago.
People don't see this very much.
No, certainly not, and it shocks people. And you're not actually the only one. There was another guy who was carrying, I think, in a bookstore. And, again, another Massachusetts resident happened to be there shopping because there's no sales tax in New Hampshire, so they were there shopping, and they got freaked out about it, and they called the cops, and that guy got harassed by the cops as well.
I actually brought a gun to school when I was in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
The cops came, too.
Man, they always rain on your parade,
yeah.
Those cops. Dave, great story. We're glad everything worked out just fine.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. That's Dave from nhfree.com. Of course, always some exciting things going on up there. He's always keeping us up to date on what's happening. I know the next thing they've got coming up that I know of, at least, is going to be another UN flag burning. It's already the first anniversary coming up next month. They've already had an entire month's worth, or an entire year, since they last burned a UN flag. Up there in New Hampshire, you're going to do it all over again.
Those new sort of plasticine flags, they don't burn very good, though. You got to really get a fire going.
I think they kind of make their own out of cloth and spray it down with gasoline. And
they're
cheaper.
Set
it on
yeah.
fire. Yeah, all right, we're going to try and iron these technical difficulties out. We'll take your calls, of course, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. It is Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nattokinase is a powerful enzyme that supports healthy blood flow. The enzyme is isolated from a traditional Japanese food called natto, which has been eaten in Japan for over 2,000 years for cardiovascular health. Dr. Martin Milner, MD, professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, says, "In all my years of research as a professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, nattokinase represents the most exciting new development in supporting cardiovascular health." Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, says the first patient we asked to try it had a rapid and dramatic response. Allergy Research Group uses only the gold standard nattokinase, which is the only form endorsed by Dr. Sumi, the discoverer of nattokinase, and Dr. Ralph Halsworth, the leading nattokinase researcher in the U.S. Nattokinase can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Technical difficulties have been ironed out at this point, so I feel better.
Much better.
Yeah. It's like literally getting rid of a digital sickness almost, and now it's gone. So it's Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
And Manwich.
And so you can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com. We have the archives there. The last 6 days of the show are there fully archived and described. And then, in fact, we'll let you go 7 months back. All of it is free. So you get the last 7 months of the show right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
So Mike D is in the studio with us tonight. He's from redbarradio.com, and he's our little internet radio friend.
Yeah.
And he's come all the way down here from Chicago just to do a show with us. I mean, that's just amazing dedication.
1,000 miles.
Right.
1,000 miles for Free Talk Live. Out of my own pocket.
Just I wouldn't come up to do a show with you for...
Thanks.
All right, let's actually go to one of your issues, because you've actually got stuff you want to talk about.
I brought some stuff. I thought your listeners would be interested. And this is actually happening in Maryland right now. And I had no idea that this is legal. And I'm talking about upskirt or down blouse photography. Have you seen these? You've seen them on the internet. I search a lot of porn throughout the week.
Right?
I love porn.
Because you just don't have anything to do throughout the week.
I have nothing else
your
to do.
Your show's only
my...
on Sundays.
It's only on Sundays, so, you know, Saturday through...
Well, that's why he's so well-produced. I was commenting that he's got the best-produced internet show. I mean, he literally has all week to prepare for his one show. And so you do surf around a lot of porn. I've seen these photos before, and I don't really...
Unappealing.
Yeah, everybody's got their thing. I mean, I understand that. Everybody has their fetish. I mean, some people are into feet, and some people are into legs.
Yeah. And my thing is, I went to film school. I'm all about camera angles and photography. This upskirt and down blouse photography, all the wrong angles to accentuate a beautiful woman.
No doubt. Well, you don't even know if she's beautiful.
I know. They look horrible, but the bottom line is that it's legal in Maryland to take these photos.
Well, I think it should be legal everywhere. I mean, if you want to wear a mini skirt.
Of course, this guy thinks it should be legal.
Of course, he thinks everything should be legal.
Give me a break,
guns, hookers.
Number one, how many of these upskirt websites actually have photos of the girl from a side view, from a front view, to
showing
where you can actually, to where you can identify her. I've never seen
that. Not many.
All I've ever seen is just some
random pair
of legs.
Your grandma could be on, and I bought those panties for my daughter last month. I know it's her.
Well, just because somebody doesn't know that it's me that the picture has been taken of, that doesn't mean that I haven't been violated.
If you want to wear a miniskirt, man, which... That means that there's a chance somebody's going to be trying to look up your miniskirt.
That's my defense for everything. If you're going to do it, if you're going to put yourself in the public eye, you're going to get...
If you don't want to get an upskirt...
If you wear a big, long skirt, somebody could take an upskirt picture.
The photography's going to be lousy because you need to have light for photography, and if you've got a big, long skirt on, it's going to cut out most of the light.
Well, it ought to be legal to kick one of these guys in the teeth, too, then.
Sure. Okay. I agree with that. How do these guys get away? I see all these new...
I don't believe this because it's crap. That's why.
You think it's all set up?
Absolutely.
You can
find so many girls that'll let you take a picture of a skirt. Why would you take the chance of this girl's husband or brother kicking the crap out of you?
No, it could.
Her having a gun.
It could be
one out of 100 that are legitimate.
There really are guys. I mean, they've been caught. There really are guys.
I'm one of those guys. I used to take pictures.
Send one of these guys. They put cameras in their shoes.
Okay, I'm not one of those guys.
No. They actually build a little camera into their shoe, and
they
can trigger it with their toes or something like that. I don't know exactly how it works, but that's one of the ways to do it.
I actually got busted in '87, good year, for changing room photos. I used to sneak into the changing rooms and take photos.
Yeah, but you were six.
Exactly. So, right.
So no real problems there.
No.
Well, there was a rash of them in, like, the early 90s where people would stretch out mirrors, like little spots in mirrors, and put cameras in there, and, hotel rooms, changing rooms, that kind of thing.
That was me.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, this happened.
Huh. So, now, I presume somebody is attempting to legislate against this, right?
Yeah, some lawmakers want to make it, illegal, of course, and they're trying, but who knows? I'm never going to Maryland, I don't care.
It's just it's so symbolic. A lot of this, a lot of laws that they pass are all about the politicians just grandstanding and saying, this is wrong, and we need to put a stop to it. We're going to pass a law. But really, if there really are people doing it without the girl's permission, how many of them get caught? How many of them get caught in the act? Probably not very many.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but if you do catch somebody in the act,
you should be able to.
There should be a law that you're able to.
There doesn't
punish these people.
There doesn't need to be a law. You just turn around and kick the guy.
What if they're better at kicking than you are? That's the problem.
Well, the guy would kick her back.
Yeah,
that's why you should pack heat.
Well, the thing is you're not thinking this one through, man. This ought to be illegal. Sorry.
I don't know if I agree with that. Do you think it should be illegal? 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. So taking photos of people without their permission should be illegal, or just upskirt photos?
Upskirt photos, yeah. I don't think that taking pictures... I feel like using someone's image to profit ought to be...
Even though it's an unidentifiable image of a random pair of legs terminating in either a pair of panties or not.
Precisely. You shouldn't be able to use someone's image to profit. I mean, what if somebody took a picture of you and said, skinny dork,
I really wouldn't care.
I would.
Well, that's not your choice. The fact is, I consider my image
not to
be worth something.
It's not my choice not to care. I don't care. Go ahead. Well, sell my image.
That's fine, but in this particular case, I don't want my image used.
Okay.
For whatever their commercial expenditures or commercial ventures are, unless I'm getting paid for it. And that way I can choose whether or not they use my image.
So Mike D, do you think there should be a law against this?
I think there should be a law stating, please, the upskirt photos, they're not tasteful. Take it to the beach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take it to the nude beaches. I prefer the nude beach voyeurism shots, far over the upskirt. I mean, what are you looking at there?
It's so lame.
It's horrible.
It's a lame kind of a porn.
Yeah.
I agree that it doesn't seem very interesting to me. Nude beach, I guess I can't argue too much with that, although I don't, from a commercial standpoint, I don't know.
Well, anyway, there's one group of people that would definitely agree with this law that you agree with, man, which, and that is the Parents Television Council.
Oh, this I don't like.
Have you heard of these guys before, Mike?
No, because I'm an idiot. But well, I'm sure I know when you explain it all.
Well, now you're an internet radio guy. So
I'm an internet radio guy.
When you get on the air, you have to deal with the FCC, and well, of course you're on the air right now. But, so you have to deal with all the silly little regulations that they have.
Yeah.
That they say you can't say and you can't do these certain things. Well, the FCC takes complaints from people. I mean, if you hear something, if you see something you don't like, you can send a complaint to the FCC, lodge a complaint with them, and that's pretty much all you do. You just lodge the complaint. Whether or not they actually do anything about it is up to the FCC. But in the month of July of this year, the FCC received 23,547 complaints.
How many?
23,547 complaints.
That's not that many.
23,500.
That's like 1,000 complaints a day,
okay.
Basically. 23,542 of the 47, so five less than the total, were sent by the Parents Television Council.
This one organization?
Yeah.
25,000?
Yeah, over 25,000. We'll get to the details.
Oh,
we'll give you the details coming up. 800-259-5791. It's a group of busybody people that want to tell you what you can and can't watch, and you can and can't listen to, and I think they're terrible. We'll come back and talk about them. Your thoughts, 800-259-5791. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
God bless.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. It is your show. And you can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, Anything goes. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have updates there. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll clue you in via your email box if you're on the updates list. And if you want to get on it, just go straight to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
And Manwich.
Mike D here from redbarradio.com.
Yep.
Our buddy, Internet Radio Show. He's here with us. Actually, it's your radio debut tonight.
It is. It's my, it's not my debut. I've been on FM plenty of times.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
You're so full of it.
I'm serious.
What, as a caller?
As a prank caller.
Yeah, it's your radio debut behind the microphone.
Contest participant.
Anyway, so we're talking about the Parents Television Council. Speaking of the radio business, these guys are a bunch of busybodies. They're
a bunch of obese women.
Who knows?
That's true. It's true. No, it's not.
Joke.
It's not who knows, Ian. It's a bunch of obese, unhappy women.
You know, that really just... You're probably right, because
I'm completely right.
A lot of these people who take offense to program content are really just people that don't like other people having fun. They don't like the idea. It's the same people that want to legislate against sexual activity and fornication. We had one lady call the show saying that she would turn me in if she knew that I was having sex with my fiance because we aren't married.
Yeah.
She was obese.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was going to call. I'm sure she was probably ugly, if not fat.
That's Jesus
and,
for you. That's what he does. He's got a goatee, and he does more than trim it.
They're just angry. They're just angry that other people are having a good time, and they're not. And I think that's what this is all about. The PTC, according to the Business of Television website, Broadcasting and Cable, 23,547 complaints were filed in July. By the way, that was a peak. The month before that, there was... August, there was 1,700 complaints. September, 922 complaints. According to the details here, the first complaint filed July 14th came after ABC allowed the F word to slip by its screeners and into a broadcast of Live 8. And then the second complaint was filed over an episode of Fox's Summer's whatever thriller, whoever the inside, which PTC said included themes of forced sodomy and S&M fetishes.
Oh, that's going to screw up your kid.
Mm-hmm. So here's what they do. When the PTC comes across something they don't like, they send out an email to all of their subscribers, and they say, hey, they're kind of like a real negative, bad version of Downsize DC, because they allow their subscribers to come to their website, punch in their information, mm-hmm. and then send off an automated little message to the FCC with a complaint. That's how they can get 23,000 complaints in a short amount of time.
Amazed me how many, with the number.
Right, 23,547 complaints total in July. Of those, 23,542 were sent by the PTC.
Yeah.
Why do we need the FCC?
I don't know.
I do think it would get out of hand.
What would get out of hand?
A bad thing. Not that that's a bad thing, but if you want to talk about talent and creativity, we would lose that.
Wait, what are you talking about? Radio?
I'm talking about radio and I'm talking about TV. Sometimes. Now, a lot of people don't share this opinion with me, but sometimes the overuse of cursing and the F word gets annoying.
I think it's terrible. I mean, we don't do it on this show because it makes you sound stupid.
It does, and it's great at the appropriate times to throw in the F word or throw in the BS word.
Right.
But people overuse it and they take advantage of it and it dumbs down everything.
I think that if we just let the market handle it, you would find that, I think you're right, Mike, that there would be some people that went on the air and decided, all right, I can just let fly tonight. The FCC's been abolished. I'm just going to say F and S all night long. But who's going to listen to that?
That's true.
And
we'd let the people
decide.
Let the people decide.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you've got a crap can program where your host is just spewing off profanity, your ratings are going to go,
well, this is my thing. Profanity doesn't hurt anybody. It's never been proven to hurt
anybody. That's true.
Child molestation hurts people.
Right.
These people should be focusing on child molesters, predators of kids.
I agree. It certainly is a waste of energy.
It definitely is. I mean, I watched these bad movies growing up and porn and all this stuff, and look at me now.
Well, that's not a good example. You can use a good example.
So the PTC, bad organization. We just wanted to bring them to you to let you know where all these complaints are coming from. It's just them.
So
the only people besides the PTC five of them. There were five other people in the month of July who registered a complaint with the FCC. That's all it was.
Makes you wonder what those five remaining complaints could have possibly been about.
I am curious myself.
What boggles my mind is the FCC doesn't say, wait a minute, they're all coming from the same person.
Well, now,
this is one.
Now, to the FCC's credit, I don't know what they've done in this case.
Okay.
Because
I know of a radio show in Chicago that received several hundred complaints from one person in one small office, and they still credit those as several hundred complaints.
But was action taken against the show?
Yes. Yes, it was.
They were fined?
Yes, they were fined. And then the show countersued them or countersued the person who put all these complaints to the FCC because they weren't even valid complaints, and they actually won the case.
Well, and the thing is, the FCC, they don't benefit by not fining the show.
That's true.
They do benefit by fining the show. So,
of course.
There you go.
But at the same time...
Hey, we got complaints here.
At the same time, they don't fine every show that gets complained against. That much is true. Because while they benefit from the fines, they're also lazy bureaucrats. So you kind of have to temper that whole thing. Yeah, they want the money, but that means they have to fill out paperwork. So... It's an interesting situation. Anyway, with that, other industry things, man, which you can, by the way, call in about anything, 800-259-5791. But there's news about our competition.
Yep.
The number one show, Mr. Rush Limbaugh, the pill head himself.
Well, OxyContin. I love that stuff.
Rush, you think he takes them? Snorts? You think he snorts them?
I doubt it.
Injection? I think he probably just takes them.
Yeah.
Just pops the pills.
But after you start building a tolerance.
He doesn't have the lung capacity.
Take more.
But after you start building that tolerance, you have to come up with more effective ways to get it in your bloodstream.
I don't know everything about Oxycontins and opiates and all that stuff. But I can tell you that Rush Limbaugh is scared of us. He's mentioned us on his show.
Really?
He hasn't mentioned us by name.
Oh, my God. He did everything but spell my last name. I mean, he rattled off the show.
He certainly referenced some things that could have definitely been pointing to Free Talk Live.
Yeah. His former nicotine-stained fingers were trembling in fear.
All right. What's he doing? What's he up to now?
He's got a Mexican maid.
He's got...
That's good.
He's really offering this strange Adopt-a-Soldier program. And let me read the article.
Well, that sounds nice. You send teddy bears and porno mags and...
No, you don't send any of that stuff.
No?
Let me tell you about it.
No cookies?
He's got this Adopt-a-Soldier program, and for $49.95, you can support our men and women in uniform by giving a subscription to Rush 24/7.
What?
And the Limbaugh letter to a member of the U.S. Armed Forces. He or she will receive unfettered access to Rush 24/7 online, and as well as a big colorful issue of the Limbaugh letter.
How does that support the troops?
Well, he gives it to them for free. Well, they don't pay for it. Yeah, so essentially you pay for a subscription to a member of the military, and he keeps the money. Thanks, Rush. You're big-hearted. Talk Live, we'll give you the last 7 months of archives to anybody in the military or out of the military
for free.
Yeah.
Look, I want to discuss this more because there's things you have to understand about the guys in Iraq. I mean, we've talked to the troops in Iraq. They don't have the greatest internet access, so could they really even take advantage of their subscription? More coming back. It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the show.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show, bring up anything. It is Ian here with you.
With Mike D.
And Manwich.
Mike D in here, special guest hosting tonight. He is from RedBarRadio.com, which, man, you're just going to get a bunch of plugs tonight.
Yeah, that's great. And next time, please point at me when you want me to say my name.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I figured you'd be used to it.
I've never done this before.
All right. 800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have live streams there. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version, both totally free, freetalklive.com. We're going to we're talking about Rush Limbaugh and how he's offering a 50... He's offering sponsor a soldier, right? Isn't that what he's calling it?
Adopt a soldier.
Adopt a soldier, which basically means you give $50 and the soldier gets a subscription to Rush's website.
Yeah, Rush 24/7 and the Limbaugh
letter. Positive. You're positive. There's no spin on that. That's exactly what he's offering.
That's it, man. And apparently Rush has never
No equipment, no supplies, no food, nothing.
Apparently Rush has never bothered to actually talk to somebody who's been to Iraq. Or who's in Iraq, because we have, and while there is internet access over there, it's not the greatest.
I talk to the boys every day.
Yeah.
Okay? I talk to the troops all the time. I've been on 3 USO tours.
That's awesome.
It is awesome, but it's scary and it's real, and what he's doing is exploiting our troops. He's exploiting America.
Well, he's not really exploiting the troops. He's exploiting his listeners. I mean, he's getting his listeners, who are likely already subscribing to his website, to double their subscription, basically.
But he's capitalizing on people who are fighting for our rights and dying.
That he is doing, and I think that's absolutely disgusting. Your thoughts at 800-259-5791. But at least they'll die with a Rush 24/7 subscription.
Exactly.
That'll make Mom happy. Let's talk to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, I didn't really want to talk about Rush Limbaugh because I don't really like that guy, but...
Well, that's okay. You talk about whatever you want, Frank. It's your show.
You guys were just talking about the FCC in the last segment and...
Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah, a topic that comes up when I'm, kind of just arguing with libertarians and non-libertarians is the issue of spectrum policy.
Yes. Spectrum policy?
Yeah,
what the heck are you guys arguing about?
This is why Manwich, spectrum policy is why Manwich thinks the FCC should exist, because he doesn't believe that the free market could actually allocate the radio spectrum without the FCC.
You know what? I think I've backed off my position.
How do you feel about that, Frank?
Well, there's a couple of examples where the free market has been very successful. Where, let's take wireless networking, for example, the 2.4 gigahertz and the 5 gigahertz band were released, I think, in the 90s sometime by the government.
Really?
And, yeah, I don't remember exactly when it was.
Doesn't seem likely that they would do that, but okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, all the, 802.11b, 802.11g, and those wireless networking products.
Those
all use that slice of
So do a lot of portable phones as well. A lot of portable phones.
Yeah, but the thing with the more valuable spectrum that, you know, can penetrate denser objects, as the government only auctions that off to people who can pay hundreds of millions or not billions of dollars.
Let's do a quick technology reset for anybody that doesn't understand what we're covering here. You say penetrating walls, spectrum that can do that.
Yeah.
The FM waves, the AM waves, these are things that are pretty decent about getting through buildings and getting through trees and that sort of thing.
Yeah, like television or anything that reaches more people is more expensive. That's why the wireless networking that was just released, that's just a tiny fraction, and it doesn't work that well. Like if you're in, in a forest, it's not going to work, or you're in a building.
Well, it's, as they call it in the business, it's line of sight.
So if
you're operating a 2.4 gigahertz device, if you've got a couple walls in between you and what it is that's trying to receive your signal, you're going to have a real tough time getting to it. But if you've got an open field, you can transmit pretty effectively. So what you're suggesting is the reason why they released the higher frequencies to the marketplace is because they really couldn't make the money off of it via their auction process.
Yeah, it's really, if you look at the marketplace for 802.11g or B or A, it's so packed with competitors. And
how is it that the people that are manufacturing the wireless routers aren't stepping on the cordless phone manufacturers?
They kind of are. The thing is
they are.
It's a channel. Like if you have, let's say you have a wireless router in your house, and you have a microwave and you have a cordless phone all in the house together.
Right.
And they're very close together. They'll all interfere with each other. So you have to constantly change channels, or you have to move the devices away from each other. Because they all operate on the same.
Boy, that's such anarchy. I don't know if I can handle that. Wait, I have all those devices, and I have no problems.
Well, the thing is...
are you talking about if I put my wireless router on top of the microwave? Is that what you're talking about? Because I have no problems whatsoever.
Well, they're probably operating on different channels. But
so that's one of the reasons. Isn't that one of the reasons why they build in the different channels so you can kind of select where you want to operate?
It works to a certain extent, but the more people that you get to the area, the worse it gets. Like if you ever talk to a wireless...
So are you arguing for the FCC or against it? I'm not sure.
Well, see, I'm a very strict libertarian, so I would dismantle the FCC.
Right.
But I find it increasingly difficult to argue my point, because if you look at things like the military, the medical industry, emergency services, all these industries have their own private chunks of the spectrum.
Right.
And if the FCC was dismantled, anybody could just broadcast whatever.
Sure they could, but really the spectrum is so huge, and thanks for the call, Frank. The spectrum is so huge, and why you would want to broadcast on top of emergency channels, I don't know. You could do it today if you wanted to. The equipment's out there. It's possible to do, but nobody does it, because why? Who's going to be listening?
Yep.
The ambulance drivers?
Let's annoy the ambulance drivers again today, Mike.
I'm going to start doing that.
We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. Your calls about anything. Free Talk Live, take control.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership, because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, live Tuesday night here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for your calls if you make them. And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show. We are currently, I think, we're the number two still, Manwich. Can you check that?
Sure.
The number two podcast in the world over at PodcastAlley.com. Obviously, we're number one. We're first and foremost a radio show, but then we put it online. We let people download it via podcasting and direct downloads via our website. And so there's almost 10,000 podcasts now. And Mike D. is in the studio with us tonight. Mm. Mike D., you're also a podcaster.
No, I'm not a podcaster. I deliver my show via podcast
Good
technology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Podcasters are losers. Let's get this straight. Okay? I'm not
now,
a podcaster.
Now, to be fair to the podcasters out there, there are a few of them that listen to our show, and they happen to
okay.
like our show.
That doesn't make them not losers. Losers could like and listen to shows.
Well, that's probably true.
800-259-5791. So for the podcasting world, we're the number two podcast. Thanks to your votes. And you can actually go vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. Make it easy on you. All you need is an email address. It's a very simple process. Vote.freetalklive.com.
We're catching Harry Potter now.
Are we really?
Yeah, we're catching him. All we need is probably another 190 votes.
We needed 200 last night.
How do they do it? Just Potter fans voting for him?
I don't know how they do it. This is...
It came out of nowhere, too.
Yeah, well, they also did it with the Serenity. There was like another movie that came out a couple months ago, and then they came out of nowhere and had all these votes.
Well, they got the movie coming out for the Goblet of Fire.
But where are they getting all the contacts from? I mean, if you don't have a big following to start with, how is it that you can generate 700 votes at the drop of a hat?
Well, they're probably, using Google Ad. No, I doubt it very seriously. They might be using Google AdWords to, for Harry Potter. People might be looking for Harry Potter podcast.
Is there actually an official Harry Potter podcast, or is it just a bunch of fans sitting around?
It's just a fan.
Yeah, it's just like a.
It seems
fan
to me
thing.
Like it'd be really difficult to generate that kind of activity.
Look, when you think about
if you can generate 700 votes or however many they have
750?
At the drop of a hat, why can't you do it every month? Why aren't they going to be there next month? Why?
Well, they're not because the movie's going to be down. You know, I mean,
these people are fans, like our listeners are fans, they come back every month and bring us up to the top of the list. Why is it that these guys won't? I think there's something scam.
There's a scam.
Let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Brian in Massachusetts. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike, and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going? I just want to say one thing about the FCC real quick, if you'll let me, before I make my point.
Of course.
I don't know about you, but I don't need the FCC. Your TV may be different, but mine's got an on-off switch.
Really?
Yeah,
but let me ask you, Shar, are you an obese woman with kids?
I don't know. I'm definitely not.
Okay, there you go.
I guess I can't relate then.
My TV has lots of channels that aren't regulated by the FCC, too. And funny, like, I don't have the desire to write anyone anything if I see stuff that is offensive on those channels.
Mm-hmm. But these people are psychopaths. They're not arguing on practicality. They're not using that in the equation. They're doing something because they're bored. Subconsciously, these people don't live good lives.
They want somebody to love them?
Is they don't want changes being made. They just want to do something. They want to be part of something, just like everybody else. They just don't know what.
They're just bullies, is what you're saying.
That's true. Yeah, unfortunately, they want to be part of a big gang of obese women that wants to put good, entertaining radio and TV shows off the air because they get offended. I'm offended. Now, Brian, you were actually calling for a different issue, and I want you to hang on. We're going to come back to you, okay? So hang on. 800-259-5791. This
I'm
is
offended.
Your show. Hour number two is coming up. If we've offended you, we want to hear from you before you call the FCC. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You know, it'd kind of be an honor to really tick off the PTC. We'll come back with more. Hour two coming up.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you strong?